From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Iraqi government forces and Shiite militias have counterattacked the Islamic State in Iraq. Iraq's defense ministry said the country's air force conducted a number of airstrikes targeting the headquarters and vehicles of Islamic State militants in Anbar province. Officials said a series of targets was destroyed. Shiite militias also battled Islamic State fighters in the northern Iraqi city of Baiji, hours after the militiamen broke a siege on Iraq's largest oil refinery just outside the city. Iraqi military leaders say the key to retaking the refinery is to take control of Baiji. ISIS fighters still control large parts of that refinery. Meanwhile, the U.S. military said international coalition forces conducted 22 strikes in Iraq overnight, focusing on Ramadi, the ISIS stronghold of Mosul, and the area near the oil refinery in Baiji. The leader of an opposition party in Burundi has been shot dead by unknown assailants in Bujumbura. Witnesses and residents said Zedi Feruzi, the head of the UPD party, and at least one of his bodyguards were killed in a drive-by shooting on Saturday. At least 45 people have been killed in fighting between al-Shabaab militants and Somalian government troops. Officials say that dozens of people were also wounded when heavily armed al-Shabaab militants launched surprise attacks on government troops before dawn south of the capital Mogadishu. The fighting comes a week after al-Shabaab briefly seized the areas following a heavy attack. Al-Shabaab has been trying to overthrow the Somali government and establish a strict Islamic State. This is VOA News. Ireland has voted to legalize same-sex marriage by a 2-to-1 margin, making it the first country to approve gay marriage by a national vote. The yes outcome is due, in part, to thousands of young Irish voters who returned home from abroad to cast their ballots. Huge crowds cheered outside Dublin Castle when the vote was announced. Enda Kinney is Ireland's Prime Minister.
With today's vote, we have disclosed who we are, a generous, compassionate, bold, and joyful people. Yes to inclusion, yes to generosity, yes to love, yes to equal marriage.
The conservative Roman Catholic Church is a dominant force in Ireland, and many clergy have expressed opposition to a constitutional change. The secular Irish government, on the other hand, supports the change. In Europe, gay marriage is legal in more than a dozen countries. President Obama used his weekly media address to mark the Memorial Day holiday and pay tribute to those who have died in uniform. Mr. Obama said that this year Memorial Day is especially meaningful because it is the first one since the war in Afghanistan ended. The president called on Americans to remember the sacrifice of those killed in action, including those lost in Afghanistan.
We have to care for their families and our veterans who served with them. And as a nation, we have to remain worthy of their sacrifice, forever committed to the country they loved and the freedom they fought for and died for.
On Monday, the president will take part in a special ceremony at Arlington National Cemetery to pay tribute to those killed in military service. The U.S. Justice Department says it will review the acquittal of a Cleveland police officer who fired through the windshield of a car at the end of a 137-shot barrage that left two unarmed black occupants dead. On Saturday, Officer Michael Brillo was acquitted of all charges against him. The acquittal came after a month of testimony in Brillo's trial in the deaths of Timothy Russell and Melissa Williams in November of 2012. Judge John O'Donnell said that in his ruling, it only reflected the facts of the case.
Having so found, in summary, I find that the state did not prove beyond a reasonable doubt that the defendant Michael Brillo knowingly caused the deaths of Timothy Russell and Melissa Williams, because the essential element of causation was not proved for both counts.
13 police officers fired at the pair's car after a high-speed chase, but only Brillo was charged. The Justice Department said it will not review the testimony and evidence, but will determine if additional steps are available and appropriate. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.